There's No Tomorrow, Ryan Dillahey's Love Alone, and Danny D Still Got the Boy in Me. We're just a couple more. Hand Grenades. Oh, my goodness. Passalacqua. There were so many great things I wanted to play, but I only have an hour. And we got to move on to Motor Live Drive at 5 coming up next. This is going to be the best of 2012. We don't have a band in the studio today. We're going to be going live in the studio with Mr. White, and we have put together the best of 2005. Are you ready, Mr. White?
Well, it says we got a minute to go,
but
that's all for this show. We've got so much great stuff to play. Why don't we just say, hey, we're on the Motor Live Drive at 5, and today we have the best of.
That's right. Every week on Live Drive at 5, we have a band in the studio, and we put on a live performance. I think we're up to number 271 performances in the last 6 years. We'll be celebrating our 6th anniversary in January.
But the big thing is, it's not just me and Margaret. It's a team effort to put together this show every week.
That's right. We couldn't do it without Alan Contino, who isn't here today. He's taking a day off, but we want to thank him for all the work he does on the live drive.
That's right. You might be hearing Margaret during the motor calendar, but while she's on the air, I'm getting the band in the studio. I'm helping bring in all the equipment, bringing out the mics and cords, helping them get set up. And then Alan Contino leaps into the studio and makes everything sound perfect.
Yeah, it's really pretty interesting when I'm on the calendar sometime. The door's opening and closing and the band's out there, and sometimes it always seems like it's the drummer that's the last to arrive, and of course we put him in the farthest corner, but it's a lot of fun watching through the window as I do the calendar, watching them busily put it together.
As we hurriedly try to get everything perfect so it'll sound great over the air and get right on the air by 5 o'clock, or at least as close to it as we can.
We try. And Alan sure does crack the whip once in a while. But it is 5 o'clock. Time to remind you, this is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. This is the best of 2012 Motor Live Drive.
And why don't we start off with one of our most recent shows? Why don't we try the Holy Rollers? They were a superstar band of gospel, jazz, blues, and rock and roll, all jumbled up together to make out the Holy Rollers.
They were here. I don't know if we have the dates of everyone, but I remember this one because it was December 20th, right before the holidays.
That's right. They wanted to be here for their show at the Lager House. I believe
they were here the 13th.
That's right.
And then
right.
their live show at the Lager House was the 20th.
That's right. But why don't we just give it a try and play a little bit. Why don't we try a fitting thing for right here at WHFR, The Poor Man's Paradise.
I wrote a song.
Let's do it.
About Detroit, and we've never, of course, played this together. So, I mean, that doesn't stop
Why
us,
change
right?
anything now?
Why change anything now? So it's in the key of C, I think, and it's called The Poor Man's Promised Land. And, strangely enough, although I am, grounded in blues and gospel and all that good stuff, it ended up coming out as a country tune. I just could not figure out why.
It's all the same.
I guess so. Well, I'm 40 miles from Detroit, and the cold is coming down. Headed north on a Greyhound, but it feels like heaven bound. I be staying with my cousin, spending money when I can. I made it to the poor man's promised land. $7 in my pocket, with a suitcase in my hand. I made it to the poor man's promised land. I'm headed south on a Greyhound, but it feels like heaven bound. my cousin, sending money when I can. I'm headed for the poor man's promised land. $7 in my pocket with a suitcase in my hand. Will I meet it to the poor man's promised land? Some make the car, some fix them, while others cut the deal. We're all flocking to a city built on oil and rust and steel. And I got a job in the stamping plant, and I'm doing the best I can. I made it to the poor man's promised land. $7 in my pocket with a suitcase in my hand. Will I made it to the poor man's promised land? I've been here forever, I'm always on the run. Met Maxine in 67, Mama died in 81. But I'd never travel south again, till later in the grind. I jumped into my Lincoln, and I hit it for Motown. $7 in my pocket, with a suitcase in my hand. Well, I, home is in the poor man's promised land. Life's been pretty sweet. We put three kids through college, but we lost one to the streets. And our kids don't live around here, they've all got other plans. Cause when they build the dreams now, they build them in Japan. $1 in my pocket with a suitcase in my hand. My home is in the poor man's promised land. Almost lost the game. Since the riots in 67, things ain't never been the same. But I came to love the Tigers, I became a Pistons fan, and my home is in the poor man's promised land. $7 in my pocket with a suitcase in my hand. Well, I thank God for the poor. Will I thank God for the poor man's promised land? Will I thank God for the poor man's promised land?
The poor man's promised land. And you might say WHFR is that. We get by on a shoestring budget from donations from our listeners. That means you. We'll be asking for that later on. But right now, the Holy Rollers were a superstar group, you might say. The Reverend Robert Jones from WDET, who did a show on there for decades. Tino Gross, who runs a record company. He's a record producer. He's the leader of the Howling Diablos and a bunch of other bands, along with a keyboard player and Wally on drums. That was the Holy Rollers. But really, why don't we get started off what we did started off this year. We had our 50-year anniversary last January, and the very first band of the year last year was Melvin Davis. He's what more can you say? He's a literal Detroit legend. He's worked at Motown and just about every other record company in the area. He's been on a million selling records. He's been a drummer. He's been a producer, a singer, songwriter. And he was right here on our studio to celebrate our 50-year anniversary.
That's right. It was our fifth anniversary last January that him and the United Sound, along with Pat Lewis, came in. And we've got something from that show called Won't Come Crawling Back to You.
That's right. In fact, it's interesting. Won't Come Crawling Back was a demo we did 38 years ago, probably almost 40 by now. But when he found it, he came into our studios right here at WHFR. And on Blues Time, I actually played that demo for the first time ever in 38 years. He eventually took it to Norton Records, and they put it out as a 45. And you can buy that 45 right now from Norton Records. But he came in here and played that right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
He played the demo that day back then, but then he came back with the United Sound on January 3rd, 2012, and played it there. Let's go.
You might quit me, but you won't forget me. Yeah, you might quit me, but you won't forget me. And when the deal goes down, you want me around, yeah. I might weep, I might moan. I might grieve, but
yeah, Melvin okay. Davis, live right here on our Motor Live Drive at Five
okay,
Studios. You can catch him for New Year's Eve at Cliff Bell's. And, in fact, during that song, you can even hear me and Margaret helping out just a little bit on the No-No-No's. It was a real all-star band.
I don't know why I seemed louder than everybody else. We were all in here singing. I guess I was closer to the mic. But
it was a real all-star band with McKinley Jackson on keyboards and arrangement. And he's working as music director for the Temptations right now. But you never know who you're going to find. Pat Lewis, we'll try and get some of one of the songs she did here either this week or next week.
That's right. We were scheduled to have My Pale Veil next week on the Motor Live Drive, but one of their members is going to have some surgery on that date. So January 3rd, we just figured, what the heck, we don't have a band, and we've got so much great music from 2012, we'll make it a doubleheader. We're going to do it next week as well.
That's right. And after Melvin Davis, we're doing that old school soul. We wanted to have something completely different. And one of the best young bands in the area, we think, is the Hand Grenades.
They've got some great harmonies, and they're real passionate about their music and their songwriting. And they've been doing some great shows this year around town, as well as doing some traveling. But they were here on the Live Drive February 16th.
That's right.
And the song they did was Green Eyes. Well, they did a whole hour, but the one we picked is Green Eyes.
Let's take it away.
This brand new song that no one has ever heard unless you came to our show on Friday. It's called Green Eyes.
Moving up.
the hand
grenades. I have to applaud again. That was amazing.
And it's the kind of thing you find only on Motor, where it's something they've only played twice, and the second time was right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. You never know what you're going to find. In fact, sometimes performances here are always surprising. In fact, sometimes they actually turn out better than their live than their records. And one guy that found that was Dave Edwards of The Look. It's a band that's been around for a long, long time, and he came in here with an acoustic band.
That's right. He came in on July 12th, and it happened to be our 250th live performance. And it turned out so well that they took it to a studio and had it remastered and have released it. Right now it's out on CD Baby, and they're expecting to have the actual physical CD to release with a CD release party, they say, will be coming up in the next month or so, called The Blue Light Is On.
That's right. So why don't we get
it's the red light.
The red light.
It's the red light, and we told them, the light's blue, but they said, well, it's already in print, so we couldn't change it.
But we had something from Dave Edwards. He originally did it with The Look, and here he is with the Dave Edwards Band, Make It Through the Night.
Live on Motor Live Drive.
Hope there's no block between us. I guess I'll always try to help you feel the love I want to share with you tonight. Lately it's been harder to sing the songs filled with pain. I've been suffering my once again, and I can't think right. Can't think right. Can't think right. Can't think right. Babe, I want you here to help me make it through the night. One day say something, the next day you'll change your mind. I've been losing my patience, we don't have that much time. I know this causes confusion, I've seen it happen time and again. We'll be right back.
the Dave Edwards Band. That was just two acoustic guitars, a stand-up bass, and a box, along
That's
with
right.
a, that he uses a rhythm instrument. So you never know what you're going to have coming into the Motor Live Drive. In fact, for myself, sometimes I never know what we're going to have coming in to the studio. Up next, why don't we try something from Rio and the Rockabilly Revival. That was a fairly big band. They had at Rio, of course, and three girl singers. They had a drummer, a stand-up bass, guitar, and a saxophone. And, it was a big show. In fact, they're
always a
big show.
They literally put on a big show. They're not just a rockabilly band.
Oh,
they
no.
put on a whole performance.
And they were swinging and dancing around the studio. And why don't we try something called a Big Bad Handsome Man. Rio and the Rockabilly Revival. You never know what we're getting here. Sometimes, in fact, anything you like hearing, you can always go back and check the podcast and get the entire show. They're always a surprise to see what you're going to get sometimes. In fact, with a rockabilly show, there's a lot of different kinds of rockabilly. In fact, one of the only places you'll find psychobilly is right here on WHFR. Alan Cantito brought in the Coffin Cats, another rockabilly band, but more of a psychobilly. In fact, it was probably the only time he's ever actually talked on Motor Live Drive.
That's true. Yeah, it's true. All right, yeah, what do we have queued up from the Coffin Cats?
Oh, we got Chaos. Now, the Coffin Cats are just a trio with a stand-up bass that had been, the neck was held down with a couple of screws, and it was painted black, and,
I think it was held together with duct tape. It was pretty rough.
But they just finished a big national tour, and they were going to fly to Europe the next day. But they wanted to come in and do Motor before they left the country.
That's right. So We're going to listen to Chaos from the Coffin Cats.
They're all excited. Why don't you give them something to get excited about?
All right, this one's called Chaos.
The Coffin Cats. Right after they finished the show, they packed up in their rolling coffin bus and flew to Europe.
The next day, they were flying to Europe.
That's right. So sometimes you never know what you're getting here on the Motor Live Drive. In fact, one band that was very different. In fact, it's a real one of a kind show. We had Passalacqua in, and they wanted to do. They said it'll be Passalacqua and the Ashleys. And I figured, well, Passalacqua, which is a group with two rappers, and the Ashleys was a rock group, I figured one would do a half hour and the other would do a half hour. But they decided to do something completely different.
Oh, they played together. And, you know, they had some recorded music, but they also then, the two members of the Ashleys that came in, actually, I think the original plan was that they were each going to take a half hour, but when the other two members of the Ashleys couldn't make it, they decided to all play together. So the Passalacqua is a two-man hip-hop thing.
That's right. One called Mister and the other as the Blacksmith.
And they played, they were standing in the front with the keyboard player, the computer, and all of that. And then they had, along with them, two members of the Ashleys.
Right, they had Dreamy Steve on bass and Handsome Tom playing guitar and drums, well, electric drums, and keyboards. So let's just give it a try and see what something completely different is like.
On-air sound check. That's the one. That's those tasty keyboard drums.
One more sound.
rich man, and I don't wanna be a rich man, I just want what's owed to me. I'm at the crossroads south of the rosary, of what feels like mountains in Mozambique, with no groceries, no potpourri, it's just spoiled dreams and broken teeth. I want my black slack pockets like they supposed to be. Yeah, they cool, but they only rap locally, but see, I'm local B. I'm the canonized rap samurai from Babylon, I leave throat to feet, so you better roll heavy when approaching me. I throw my weight around town like it's dope to me, like a freeloader talking to a master key holder. You tastemakers, breadwinners, all toast to me, cause I'm a thought leader, crossbreeder, you a false preacher. In these times that we both agree, I want cash for soul. Hell yeah, I want cash for soul. Hell yeah, these bastards know. Hell yeah, I want cash for soul.
In an ill-fitted suit, consider all dim witted in pursuit. I'm lining my linens while boys in the roots. Hell, been on tunnel vision and focus groups. Hell, set me up to rake it on the loop. Well, fret not, me yells. I tell you, the almighty dollar make a voice go mew, mew. I'll make a point, moot, moot. All in my ill-fitted suit. Don't have to pay him, so I rarely ever do. I'm a low-down, dirty dog, and now you know the scoop. But that ain't me, that ain't the way to do. It's second nature to get my feet in the mood. Never felt it when we bring it to you. Try to chew the suits, they got dollars, but they couldn't knock you. I won't cash for soul. Uh-oh. I want cash for soul. Uh-oh. Hell yeah, I want cash for soul. Uh-oh. Hell yeah, these bastards know. Uh-oh. Hell yeah, I want cash for soul.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to find on the Motor Live Drive. In fact, that show with the Ashleys and Passalacqua was a one-time, one-of-a-kind show. In fact, they only played one other show with that, the Theater Bazaar, another one-time-only show. You'll only know about it if you actually go. What is it? You never know what you're going to have on the Motor Live Drive. Right now, why don't we try something from a group that was a real surprise for us? Eleonora.
Yeah, they came in on November 15th, and they were an acoustic band, basically, that really amazed us.
Yeah, a combination of two female vocalists, two violins, and a rock band. It was a real interesting little group. Best thing, why don't we just give them a try? Something called Look at the Sun.
Thank you.
Eleonora here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Sometimes you never know what you're getting. It's always a one-time show. It's, what can I say? Right now, why don't we try something completely different? A big rhythm and blues band called Big Ray and the Motor City Kings. In fact, you'll only hear this particular band right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. In fact, they liked it so much, they took some of the songs off here and put it out as an EP.
Yeah, the band has changed a little bit since they played here on May 3rd, but they are playing New Year's Eve at a place called Track 26 Studio that's out in New Haven, along with Martha Reeves. But we had them on the Live Drive at 5. Again, that was May 3rd, 2012.
Right, so why don't we try Big Ray? Big Ray was two great guitar players, Jason Bone and Davey Fender. We got Big Ray, who was a big man, playing saxophone and a mighty fine sax player and singer. We had
Leo was playing with him.
Yeah, Leo Big Chief Leo on keyboards and organ. We had bass and drums, and it was a really nice big show. Why don't we try a slow blues from Big Ray called Broken Heart? Big Ray and the Motor City Kings.
What a great horn player that was.
Oh, yeah. And we had some other great bands. In fact, to finish up our show today, I think we're going to have Ronnie McNair. Now, Ronnie McNair is a real Motown legend. In fact, he's one of the singers with the Four Tops right now. He started out as their music director and filled in when one of the original Four Tops retired.
And during the setup, one of the members of his band came in just at the very last minute, and Alan and Mr. White were ready for him. When he walked in, he took his horn out of the case and played away.
That's right. It was just a small band, just Ronnie McNair singing, playing keyboards, Drew Schultz on drums, and that was it. Just a little combo. The sax player came in later, and when you hear the saxophone come in, he literally walked in from the parking lot, came in the door, put on a pair of headphones, and played his solo. So here we go, a Motown medley from Ronnie McNair, one of the Four Tops.
Each day through my window, watch her as she passes by. Say to myself, my, my, what a lucky guy. Oh, yeah. To have a girl like her, really a dream come true, baby. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to you, yeah. But it was just my magic. Once again, running away with me. It was just my imagination, running away with me. So we'll be mad and have a family. Oh yeah, yeah. Have a house in the country, two kids. One little baby, two little babies, three little babies. And I can visualize it all, girl. Yes, I can, yeah. Must be a dream, cause it's far too real, it seems. Oh, yeah. But it was just my imagination once again, running away with. It was just my imagination running away with me, running away with me, running away with me. I remember when I used to play shoo, shoo, bang, bang, baby, I remember.
Saxophone has just walked in the door. Mr. Darryl Wakefield. He also plays with the great singer Kim. Darryl, you ready to do a solo right here? Come on, my man. Darryl Wakefield, ladies and gentlemen. running away.